The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
On News Talk.
Parliament Street in Dublin is a no-traffic zone. It's the latest phase of the Dublin City Centre traffic plan. The first phase began last August, and consultation with the public last month found 90% of respondents were in favour of the move. Michael Pidgeon, Green Party councillor, good evening. Can you hear me, Michael?
I can indeed.
Ah, there you go. Michael, this to me should never have been reopened after lockdown. I've no idea what they were thinking in the City Council. It proved to be a wonderful addition to the Dublin streetscape.
100%. I think specifically for this street in particular as well. For those who don't know Parliament Street, it's kind of the one off Dame Street in front of City Hall that leads down to the Quays, opposite Capel Street on the south side. But it's such an obvious candidate for the treatment it's finally getting now. We did trials in 2021 over the weekend. It worked really, really well. If you know the businesses along there, it's mostly bars,
restaurants and
exactly.
Bars and hospitality.
And crucially, it's a tale of two cities on one street. If you're on the footpath, it's busy. And if you're on the main road itself, it is so quiet. Virtually no traffic there, even when traffic was allowed. I made a video promoting this idea a few months ago, and I actually lay down on the road at 5 p.m. on a weekday in Dublin City Centre on the middle of the road to make the video, and there was no issue with traffic because there's so little motor traffic there already. It is a prime candidate for doing this, and I'm really glad we've finally done it. I just came from there today, and it was brilliant.
You're lucky there wasn't a guard, because that was probably breaking the law, I would imagine, lying down in the street. But, you know, there has been so much conversation around Dublin. The Dubs are very reluctant to change anything. And if you look at the Quays, the only people I know that are delighted with those changes are the taxi drivers and the bus drivers because of the benefit that they get from them. Have you been inundated with complaints about the traffic flow?
No. I find with a lot of these changes, there's a lot of controversy in advance. And this is true with Parliament Street, even though it was one of the less controversial ones. With the Quays, I'm sure with Grafton Street in its day or Henry Street, what they did with Princess Street down where you are in Cork, there's always a lot of controversy beforehand. But I find it tends to fade away once the thing is actually there in practice and people's fears aren't realised. Parliament Street or the Quays, are so core to the city centre that they're linked in with what I think the core mission for Dublin is, which is not making it a place you just drive through or go through. It's a place you go to. You make it a destination that people actually want to enjoy.
Louis Copeland is on the line as well. You talked about Capel Street just across from Parliament Street in Dublin. Louis, what have you seen the benefit of pedestrianisation are on that store?
I was totally against it. I'm still against it. I would have preferred to kind of leave the street open during the day and close it off in the evening. It would have made more sense. Now they're cutting off another artery to get from the north side to the south side. Now, Michael said, there's no traffic, very little traffic on Parliament Street. Obviously, there's no traffic going through Parliament Street because they've cut off all the traffic coming into town. So, I mean, that's probably the reason why there's no traffic in Parliament Street.
Have you seen a fall off in business, Louis, because of what happened on Capel Street?
I mean, they should have kind of did it, as I say, close it off in the evening time and leave it open during the day.
And are we talking 10%, 20%? Is it substantial? Is it minor?
Well, people are starting to get back. They're starting to find their way to get into town now. But, I mean, it is totally confusing. Only today they've put signs up. Capel Street is a pedestrianised street. And today they put signs up saying, now, this is a street that two-way cycling, so you can cycle up and down Capel Street, although it's a pedestrian street. I mean, you see them going down on the delivery food people flying up and down. I mean, somebody's going to get killed one of these days. I mean, it's either a pedestrian street or it's not a pedestrian street.
But can I put something to you, Louis, that you have an outlet here in Cork, a lovely outlet, not a million miles away from the studio.
I was going to say that
it's on the pedestrian street.
Nigel, look after you.
But you have, I know there's kind of two entrances to it. There's a pedestrianised street and there's a street with road access. Can I put it to you? Most people come in through the pedestrian side on that store.
I know that, yeah. I know, yeah. But, all I say is that I wish they would talk to retailers before they make these decisions.
Okay, Michael Pitcher, should you have done better to talk to the likes of Louis Copeland? And did you go down to the people and say, no, we're doing this, is it a plan? Mike, okay, Louis, you say you didn't. Michael, why didn't you?
On Parliament Street, yes. The overwhelming majority of businesses support it. In some ways, it's not surprising. It's a different street from Capel Street, which does have a greater mix of businesses. Parliament Street, I think, is a real no-brainer in some ways because of the mix of businesses that are already there and the kind of the short nature of the street. The one thing I'd say about the idea of having it just at night is that the downside of that is you don't really get to make the road or the street itself pedestrian or nicer. So what you end up doing is you have a street that looks like a road that cars can drive down, and then you just say people can walk on it at night. So you don't get a chance to upgrade the actual look of the street that way.
I'll give you an example. Drury Street, which is around the corner from the studio you're sitting in right now, you can drive down during the day and they close it off at night. And it's lovely at night, but it's a bit of a halfway house during the day and it isn't kind of ideal, is it?
I think Drury Street's closed during the day as well.
Is it closed during the day as well?
It is. but I think it could be the case of like Grafton Street, which is open to kind of deliveries in the morning. And there's a section of Drury Street you can drive down. But I think if you want to not just take the space, which is important, which is what we've done today on Parliament Street, if you want to actually make that street look better, if you want to put in, street furniture, nice things like that, you need to make sure that traffic, you know, you can't just roll that stuff out every couple of hours, you know? You need to make a permanent change.
Last question to you, Louis. I've heard you speak about this before, and we've talked about Capel Street, and I do genuinely think Capel Street has come on in leaps and bounds in the last little while from what it was to where it is. It's definitely more of a destination than it was before. Are you softening ever so slightly on this? I know you're not happy, but are you softening to the idea of pedestrianisation?
A little bit. But I still think they should have left it open during the day and closed it off in the evening for the restaurants and the pubs.
Okay. Well, we'll see how this works. I think it's going to be a success in Parliament Street anyway. Just the nature of extending Temple Bar into that area, and that's bound to be a good thing. Certainly push the prices maybe a little bit towards the prices that would be up Temple Bar, but I'm sure there'd be great value to be had as well. Michael Pidgeon, Green Party councillor. Louis Copeland, owner of Louis Copeland & Son, their shop on Capel Street. Thank you both.
The Hard Shoulder with Kieran Cuddihy.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays from 4 on News Talk.